This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Thanks for taking the Zeoli Show with you. Rich Zeoli, weekday mornings on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Now, as we look at all this nonsense that's playing out here, the question, of course, between Michael Bloomberg and Elizabeth Warren, they're going to battle because he's a billionaire and she's going to come after him. Margaret Hoover, CNN firing line host Margaret Hoover, went after Michael Bloomberg on this point about China, because Michael Bloomberg has defended China and by the way, the Communist Party of China as well. Cut 12.
The United States currently accounts for about 15% of global greenhouse gas emissions.
Yes.
China accounts for roughly 30% of greenhouse gas emissions. How do we, even if we get to net zero and we're doing our part, how do you account and how do you get China, India, and the other countries to be good partners?
China is doing a lot. India is doing some. But I think that China is doing a lot. Yes, they're still building a bunch of coal-fired power plants.
And they're still burning coal.
Yes, they are. But they are now moving plants away from the cities. The Communist Party.
See, this is what he should say. He should say, at all of China's re-education camps, like the ones they're putting the Muslims in now, solar-powered re-education camps. They torture people now with solar torture devices. Like, you know, the old days used to have to, like, when you torture somebody, you'd have to get an electric shock going, kind of like a defibrillator.
Yes.
It's all solar powered now. So if you get sent to a Chinese re-education camp, it's tortured, zero carbon footprint torture.
I mean, that's progress.
That is progress. Yeah. Bravo to China right there.
Do they have the same bzzz? The same.
No, it doesn't make a bzzz sound. It makes more of a, like an like because they're woke.
Yes.
Like that. Go ahead.
The Communist Party wants to stay in power in China, and they listen to the public. When the public says, I can't breathe the air, Xi Jinping is not a dictator. He has to satisfy his constituents, or he's not going to survive.
Or the constituents disappear in the middle of the night. I mean, there's always that option. There's the middle of the night constituents go missing option. You forget that one, Mike.
So he's not going to survive.
He's not a dictator?
No, he has a constituency to answer to.
Yeah, it's called the Communist Party of China, you jackass.
Constituency to answer to.
He doesn't have a vote. He doesn't have a democracy. He doesn't.
That
he's
doesn't
not
mean
held
he
accountable
can survive
by voters.
If his advisors gave him.
Is the check on him just a revolution?
You're not going to have a revolution. Government survives without the will of the majority of its people.
Except when governments are willing to run them over with tanks. Hi, call on me. Tiananmen Square, anybody? See, if the government's willing to roll over their people with tanks and guns, actually, they can survive the will of the people. Because the will of the people suddenly goes, oh, look, a squirrel, and stops being upset about Chinese politics. That's how that works. You saw Tiananmen Square?
Yes.
How'd it work out for those protesters?
I don't think it worked out well.
Not well.
And by the way, if you go there now, it's like it never happened because the Chinese government erased it from their, like it never
happened. There's no plaque to the protesters.
There's nothing.
There's no statues. There's no apology. No. Like, our bad.
Talk about propaganda.
Yeah. Oof. And here's Bloomberg defending the Communist Party of China. Well, come on. He's not a terrible guy. Not a bad guy.
He listens to the people.
Yeah, he's misunderstood.
Yeah,
like John Wayne Gacy. I mean, he's just misunderstood. No one can govern without the will of the people. So you scare the crap out of the people, and then they let you govern. That's how that works. It's amazing. Keep going.
Okay. The Chinese Communist Party looks at Russia, and they look for where the Communist Party is, and they don't find it anymore. And they don't want that to happen. So they really are responsive. And he is making changes. It would be better if China did more. Their people can go to their government and say, if American can do it, why can't we do it?
I mean, the idea that the Chinese government is responsive to sort of a democratic expression of fresh air,
come on,
clean air.
Of course
air.
They are.
I mean, I'm looking at the people in Hong Kong who are protesting and wondering whether the Chinese government cares what they have to say.
Days when you have big pollution in Beijing. And they're doing something about it. That's ridiculous. They are very responsive to it.
Right. They're very responsive. Margaret, enough with your concentration camps and your slaughter. Enough. Let's get back to the carbon. Get back to the climate change. Forget Hong Kong and human rights and freedom. I'm talking about carbon footprint. Let's focus on what really matters, Margaret. Carbon footprint. And all their jails are carbon free by 2030. It's a remarkable progress, Margaret. Remarkable. That's amazing to me. You know, their bullets now are no longer lead bullets, Dawn. They are recyclable plastic bullets. Yeah,
well, so that's right.
So when they rip you out of your home in the middle of the night and send you to re-education camp, whoever doesn't want to go gets a plastic recyclable bullet to the head. Very, very, very environmentally conscious. Yeah. Xi listens to the people.
He does.
Greg, what do you think? He wants all these lead bullets littered around from the people he killed who don't like him?
Nope.
He wants to recycle those bullets.
Exactly. Yep. And the people he kills go back to the earth, so you're repopulating.
We're composting. Yeah. Margaret, he's a huge composter. Xi knows, Margaret, the value of a decomposing corpse. And what that does for the nutrients in the earth's soil, Margaret. This is woke Michael Bloomberg defending the Communist Party of China.
This is not for Zioli. This is
no. I'm mocking Michael Bloomberg here. Please, Margaret, have you seen the effects of a mass grave and what it does to the wild, the flowers?
Oh God. Oh jeez.
It's just. I mean, it's terrible the joke, but I'm mocking him. I'm not mocking the situation in China. It's awful over there. I'm mocking this idiot trying to defend it. That's what I'm mocking. They're moving the coal plants from the city. Are they getting rid of them, or are they just moving them? That's the other question I have, too. Wow. That's President Michael Bloomberg right there.
Oh, no. No. God help us.
There are millions of people in Chinese concentration camps. They steal United States technology. They spy on the United States. They clamp down on freedom. They torture people that disagree with them. They lock up Muslims in their re-education camps. Have you ever seen the video of that? They're terrifying what these people have to go through. There's no religious freedom. There's no religion in China. There's no freedom in China. It's Xi Jinping's way or the highway. And literally, Michael Bloomberg is like, he's very responsive to write him a letter. Just don't put your return address on it.
No, I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that, all right? That may not work out well for you. 855-839-1210. Yeah, but again, I thank you. I have to qualify. I'm not mocking the situation of China killing people. I'm mocking Bloomberg trying to pretend like it doesn't happen, getting back on their carbon footprint. You know what's happening in this country right now? We don't know how to laugh anymore. It's not you and me. I'm saying everybody's so freaking touchy out there. That nobody's allowed to joke anymore. So that's part of the problem, too, that you have all these people ready to pounce. But I also know this, though, too. A big part of the reason for that is there's no more comedy allowed on television, unless it's just an anti-Trump show. Late-night comedy, the worst of the worst. The worst of the worst. And I'm going to prove this to you in just a second, but we're doing what's called nonstop talk. So you don't go anywhere, and we are going to keep talking. Brought to you by amazing sponsors who know about our wonderful friendship and our relationship and how this connection we have in talk radio, the intimacy of talk radio, is just no other medium like it anywhere.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.